All right, 102.9 The Hog with Joe Bourne and Mitch on the cusp of Bitch to Mitch, wrapping up the story from Friday night in Okachi. We left it off where we're boating Mitch, myself, on the Debbie Sue with Mike Grubb. Storm's brewing. Everyone else is scattering to go home. We're kind of taking our time trying to talk through what we want to do. Decide, no, the right thing is to dock the Debbie Sue back at home, not at the hideaway. Let's just get the boat home with this impending storm. And we're driving down with bay number five to get your place. And all of a sudden, big gust of wind. A
lot of fives in this. We are five houses away from my cottage.
Okay.
When the front of the canopy blew off. Borna was driving. It was like a ton of bricks. It was like sledgehammers going bam, bam.
Do you notice he keeps saying that Borna was driving?
Yeah, I know, because I'm driving.
Like, that's a point of the story.
Yes, so it's my fault. Well, whoever's driving, it's your fault.
No, I just.
But some if
boat
you're
owner has to make the
yes,
calls
that's true.
Here.
That's true.
But what if you're driving my car and something happens? Are you culpable or responsible if you're driving my car?
Are you in the car?
Yes.
Could you have made a decision that kept me from damaging your car?
I'm asking you if
he's it's a good line of questioning.
Mitch hates it when I
Lawyer
ask
Joe.
Questions.
Yes,
back.
Right. Yes. Yeah, because if he's driving my car and he gets in an accident,
yeah.
Whoever the driver is. But anyway, it is no one's fault. It's Mother Nature's fault. Let's
it
just
wasn't
say.
My driving necessarily caused
right.
the
right.
thing
what I'm
to the
yes.
wind to go.
Okay, well, now,
I'm trying to get us home.
Let me ask you this: were you driving clearly into the wind?
Yes. I think,
yeah,
right,
but it, straight you know, into it was okay. You could tell wind's picking up, but then at that moment, it's just whoosh, like all of a sudden a big gust came through, which will happen in a storm.
And it ripped the moorings of the yep, support for the canopy.
Aluminum frames right off. Up, and then the back ones were still on, but they were flapping.
Did it break metal?
Yes.
Did it actually break the metal?
Snapped two pieces of metal,
wow.
And then two brackets. Yeah. Now, Borna's driving. We all look at it, and it's not even. It's dark, but it's not like nighttime. It's not like midnight. It's like what? What do you think? Before nine?
It's before nine.
Before
but
nine,
because of the storm, it's gotten
it's
way
dark,
darker. Right.
And all of us have white eyed. Our eyes are wide open. I got one eye open and one eye's kind of cocked.
As open as you can get.
As open I can get. I look at Borna. I look at Grubb, and we start. What the hell? Holy cow! Mike Grubb goes, hold on to that side. And I'm holding on to one side. He's holding on to the other so the whole thing doesn't blow off.
Now, wait, did you stop the boat at this point?
We slowed down.
Oh, we
slowed down to an idle.
Okay.
Yeah.
we're not
sure
that bad of boaters.
Borna's floored it. Mitch and Grubb are holding on in the back.
It's a fair question again, Joe, but no.
No, Borna shut it down.
Okay.
Borna shut it right down just to an idle or even neutral. And we looked at each other. And all of a sudden, Borna goes, and luck, I mean, because I was shook up and worried about my wife, again, having to pour more money into my fun.
Yeah.
So Borna goes, hold on, let's just get it back. The wind kind of died down. It's still a little gusty, but not. So we're holding on. We dock it. We tie it up. We look at the damage.
This is at your cottage.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we look at each other, and there's nothing we can really do. All of us agreed on that, right? At this point, just take the canopy down. There's nothing you can really do now. You're not going to go to Tynus Marine or, you know what I mean?
At 9 o'clock on a Friday night.
There's no way. You're going, so let's just go drink.
that's what we did.
That's what we decided to do, to go to the hideaway.
Okay, time out. It's fine. I get it. I know you had your plans. I know you didn't want to have the whole night wrecked, but you're worried about the money that you're going to cost Debbie Sue at this point in time. You're going to compound that now by going and spending more money.
You have to.
Getting shined up. Then going home.
We had a driver.
She's going to be mad. No, I know, but she's going to find out the boat was wrecked and be mad that you were drinking on top of it. You could have eliminated half of that.
We couldn't. We already made plans.
Oh, no.
We had a driver. Hey, all of
it
us.
It doesn't matter
we were spending the night there anyway.
Okay.
It was a kitchen pass night for
him. Oh, so you're not even going home then?
No.
Okay, yeah. That's different. Nope. I take it back. You're fine.
It was a sleepover.
You're fine.
I take it back. Sergio, the cook at the hideaway, was our driver.
I love Sergio.
So we had a driver. We went there. The whole night, well, for about an hour, my spirits were down.
And here's the thing. This is what I will say. And this is you as the boat owner, Mitch, not a boater, but a boat owner, knowing the WSU. I know, I get it, because I know that you and he's upset at going, oh, man, how much is it going to cost to fix? From my point, Joe, I thought, because I was driving facing forward, I thought the whole thing was gone. So yeah. when I turn around and see that the canopy's still intact, minus the two beams that are
better,
I go, wow, that's not nearly as bad as it sounded or I thought. I think that's a win. I think it's something to be it's something to celebrate.
I'm not the boat owner,
but
though.
I'm not the owner. I'm not the owner. So I understand. Right, I understand. Right. Mitch's position.
that was my sorrows and my troubles. This bitch to Mitch is Mother Nature is a bitch. What happened during a storm, whether it was in state, out of state, a tree fell on your house, some hail damage, maybe your pet was injured in a storm, any kind of Mother Nature problem, that's the bitch to Mitch.
Okay.
Okay. Can we officially start it?
Who's the bitch now, bitches?
What's my name, bitch?
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Hey, bitches.
Hug it out, bitch.
Y'all crazy, bitch.
It's brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit zvctattoo.com.
How were you screwed by Mother Nature?
Yes.
That's what you want to know.
Yes.
414-799-1029. It's Bitch to Mitch now on 1029.
Joe and Borna.
According to this, you're both idiots.
1029, The Hog.
Hey, it's Bitch to Mitch. How did Mother Nature screw you? You're first up. What do you have?
Well, we're talking last summer. We had a very large limb fall down onto our shed.
Okay.
And the limb was from someone else's property. So they were kind enough to shed. The limb got cut up and away. Got the new shed, got it all set up. 1 month later, standing outside, wind kicked up another limb, crushed the brand new shed.
Was it from the neighbor's tree again?
From the neighbor's tree again.
Oh, man.
What are the odds? Or maybe the odds are good.
So that what did again. You do the second time?
You said I ain't replacing the shed again.
What?
So basically, he paid to have that tree taken down, so it was no longer a
shed
killer.
Okay, so you paid.
And does your I would assume your home does your homeowner's insurance replace the shed if you want to make a claim? I guess
the deductible was higher than the shed.
Higher than the shed.
Yeah, and a lot of times.
Yeah.
And there's a thing in most insurance policies that's called act of God.
Right. No. Yeah,
and
I get that.
That's like if a tree falls or some hail goes through and damages your roof.
Right.
All right. Do you get along with that neighbor?
We do.
All right.
But
that's good.
The nice thing is it wasn't as big of a branch.
But it still damaged
the
new shed.
Kind of damaged the top of the roof and the back part. So we just let the kids take a few sledgehammers and pound that out a little bit, and, well, we're working with it.
There you go.
All right, okay. See ya.
Make the best of
it, Mother Nature.
Yep. Did you tell Debbie Sue, the person Debbie Sue, act of God, honey? What can I do?
That's the first thing I did say.
Act of God.
Act of God. Oh, there was an act
what
of God.
What do you do? It happens. 414-799-1029. What act of God's screwed you over with weather-wise? Mother Nature just being a bitch. What happened? It's Bitch to Mitch on The Hog. Yeah, it's 1029 The Hog, Bitch to Mitch. We're talking about Mother Nature, what severe weather events, or maybe not, doesn't have to be severe, just a weather-related issue that caused some damage. Let's go to Jason in Milwaukee. Jason, what do you have?
I was sleeping deep sleep one night and sat bolt upright by the loudest explosion ever. And come out of the bedroom, and it was quite obvious that it was a thunderbolt. It was storming outside pretty good, and you could kind of smell the ozone. So after doing a thorough sweep of the inside of the house, made sure everything was okay, I went outside and kind of checked around the house, didn't really see anything, no flames, no smoke, so went back to bed. Well, the next morning I wake up, go to work, and before I leave for work I go check around the house one more time, and seen my chimney in about 1,000 different pieces.
Oh,
the thunderbolt hit the chimney.
Wow.
I had one of those, you know, those like metal spinner things that draws the draft out of the top of the chimney.
Yep.
It hit that and pretty much blew up my chimney. And to top it off, we were in the process of selling the house, and the buyer had their home inspector scheduled to come that day.
Oh, my God.
The following day.
Chimney work's a little expensive, too.
Yeah, chimney work's expensive. The timing is unbelievable that you had a buyer coming that day for the inspection. That's crazy, man.
He was hit by lightning.
Yeah.
That's one in a million, they say,
well,
right?
Well, you know, and thanks for the call. Appreciate it. My dog was killed by lightning when I was a kid. One of my first dogs I ever owned, the family pet. Yeah. Lightning hit the pole while we were out. We weren't even home. Came home. Neighbor told us, your dog didn't make it. She's laying in the side yard.
So she was outside?
She was outside. She was on a chain, and she could go inside or outside. She had a doggy door right there. Mm-hmm. And we were just gone for the day. And, yeah, she was curled up in a ball on the side of the house.
What was her name?
Fluffy.
Fluffy. Poor Fluffy.
Son of a gun.
Wow.
Right.
That's not funny,
I know,
sad. But you say it.
Very sad.
Just think,
I still
Fluffy.
Have the images of my dad in the backyard digging the hole to bury the dog.
You could do that in those days.
You could do that back then, yes.
Wow.
Exactly right. Yep.
Okay. Let's go to who's up next. Let's go to Mike in Hartford. Mike, what's how did Mother Nature screw you over?
So a few years ago, I had rock catch my windshield on my way out deer hunting, and I put off fixing it for 2 months until I was getting ready to go on a trip out to visit my sister in Colorado. And I got my windshield fixed, got out to Colorado, and while we were out there, we had a hailstorm which proceeded to crack my windshield
again. Yeah, that's again just crazy timing. Yeah.
Were you driving? Because I've never, have you either, you ever been, Borner or Joe, ever been through a hailstorm?
Yeah.
I've never driven through one. I've been hunkered down while one is happening.
Yeah.
In a building or facility, but I've never driven in one.
I sat on the side of the road as one passed. The rain was so bad, you know, where you have to pull off because you can't even see.
Yes.
And then it started hailing, and it's the craziest sound you'll ever hear. Just
didn't smash the windshield, it was hail.
It didn't smash the windshield.
Thanks
it didn't really damage the car. It wasn't like big golf ball size hail, but it was, you know, good pellet size hail for sure.
Okay. Bitch to Mitch, welcome to the program. What's your Mother Nature story?
Well, in June 30th of 2014, we had our neighbor's tree fall on our house. And not only did it go through the roof, it actually caused water damage that went through the light fixtures from the living room into the rooms downstairs. So a small thing. Well, it was a 150-year-old tree.
Right.
But it cost us about $2,000 to have the tree removed, and there was probably about $100,000 in damage.
$100,000, wow. Yeah.
Man.
That's major
structural.
That's structural damage to the home. I can't imagine.
Was it your tree or a neighbor's tree?
It was our neighbor's tree.
Neighbor's tree.
She said that in the beginning.
Yeah.
Neighbor's trees, boy. When they fall
those
on your
neighbor's
property.
Trees.
Thanks for the call. We had a, who were we interviewing, Borna, that they had that? Do you remember that? I don't want to go off on a tangent. It was a band. It was an artist who was here in town, and they were going back. Their wife was dealing with a tree that had smashed through their house.
I don't remember. And
while
it was a neighbor,
he was on the road.
Was it a neighbor's tree?
No, I think it was his tree. God, I can't believe I can't remember the band. But he was showing us pictures on his phone going, my wife is dealing with this back home right now while I'm out here on
familiar.
The road. Yeah.
I'm not sure.
A couple years ago. Can't remember who that was. But, man, trees, as we've already
neighbor's
heard,
trees.
Just in the few short calls we've taken, can wreak havoc on
all
you.
All right, let's take a few more. 414-799-1029. It's Bitch to Mitch. Mother Nature. She can cause some damage. There's no doubt about
she's
it.
She's a bitch.
What happened to you? It's the Hog.
Lie to you!
It's been...
Joe and Borna, Milwaukee's 1029, the Hog.
It's Bitch to Mitch. We're talking about Mother Nature can be vicious, can cause some damage. What happened to you?
Yeah, hey guys, it's Gianni.
What's up,
hi, Gianni?
Gianni.
Hey, you know, so I went up to that Rock USA to Rob Zombie on Friday, of course.
Yeah.
And after 2.5 hours of sitting in the rain and being told, oh, no more show, stage is not safe for the performer, it's too wet.
Yep.
You know, I'm going out, heading out of Rock, and it's freaking country road. It's all dirt and crap. And, of course, I'm even doing 5 miles an hour, hitting them potholes. Bam, there goes the muffler.
Oh.
Tore a muffler off the vehicle.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Muffler fell off.
Kind of bottomed out.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, thanks, Gianni.
Yeah,
car damage. Man, I've torn things off my car. Can't remember right offhand, but when I was a young fella, going through something, country road, you know, bottoming out, something ripped off.
Mother Nature, Friday the 13th, Manson, Rob Zombie. Mother Nature said no.
Said not happening.
Not happening. Way too much evil. Way too much evil.
Too much evil on one stage.
Said nope. Nope. Show's over. Go home. We should have listened.
Yep.
Took the WSU back. All right. The Hog, Bitch to Mitch. What happened with you fighting with Mother Nature?
Hey.
Yeah.
Am I on?
Yes.
Yep. Fantastic, man. Oh, I got two stories. One, I was building a custom-made log home out in the Pewaukee area, and we got the 100-year rain, so I pulled up on the job site, and all I could see was pink insulation. It washed a 76-foot basement wall out completely back into the basement.
Wow.
So it was all in my pocket. So
how much
is
that, how much does that set you back? Does that set you that's for 40 grand? 35?
Yeah, somewhere in that area, but I was trying to keep the cost down. I was just starting up in the building business, so I was kind of keeping track of the wife who was doing the books.
Yeah.
And fortunately, she overrode what I said and went and got a rider on it for $10 that saved me almost 40 grand.
There you go.
God.
Smart. They're always smarter. Thanks for the call, man.
Thanks for the phone call. Yes, all right.
I wish my old lady had a Debbie Sue insurance.
My wife makes all the good decisions in our relationship.
That's a good decision. No doubt.
Okay,
the Hog, Bitch to Mitch, Mother Nature. What happened?
Oh, hey. Yeah, this is Chad. I was out on Big Eagle Lake last year with my boss's grandson. I took him fishing. He got caught in a storm just like you guys were talking about. And I had an awning on my boat as well, and we kind of had to use it as a shield in the rain. But through the anchoring, it tried to stop it from blowing us across the lake, and it was just ripping the weeds out as we were getting thrown clear across the lake. The wind was probably about 50, 60 miles an hour at the time. It was pretty bad. Both of us got soaked.
Okay, so I don't know if the top tore off the boat. Borna, what would you say? Because you guys kind of know you're 40. Joe knows weather. I would say that gust of wind. I'm not gonna guess. What do you think that gust of wind? Because sometimes you see gusts up to 40, gusts up to. What do you think that was? I got a guess.
Really? Because I don't know. I'd be bad at those guesses. I don't know. Was that
a 60 or 70 mile an hour gust?
You think it was that?
Point?
You think it was that much?
I do.
I'd say like 40 or 50, but again, I have no reference.
No,
I don't
40
know.
Mile an hour gusts are semi common.
Right. Okay.
In winter storms and stuff,
I think it was
50 or 60 at least, and it was a. It wasn't just a second. It was like about 10 or 15 second, or just a. It just didn't happen in a flash.
I think the stronger the gust makes you feel better. So that'll be up to 120 mile per hour gust before you're done telling this story.
It was 130 mile an hour gust of wind that day, that fateful day.
That's right.
Back off, bitches. At ease, bitch.
All right, Mitch, this is by no means a complete list, because more could be added. I'm just going to list just a quick incidents. Since times I've been going out on the Debbie Sue, which you just got the boat, a couple of summers ago?
Yeah, this is the second summer we've had the Debbie Sue.
If I remember right, I wasn't there for this one, but you and Eric got stranded on the maiden voyage on the Debbie Sue.
First
the
ride
broke
on
down,
the
right?
Yep, first right. ride on the Debbie Sue. Stuck in the middle of the lake in early May, and it was cold and windy.
And they get towed to the hideaway.
Yep.
And then it was tied up there for a while, and there was pictures of it looking like it was going to float away because it wasn't tied properly. How did Eric not tie it properly? I blame Eric for all of this because he's the boater, and he was going to come out with us and then didn't come out with us.
He got off the boat, and he walked into the bar. And he said, tie it up, Mitch. Oh. So I tied up with a granny knot. You know what a granny knot is? When we were kids, we called a granny knot. You just tie it like in four or five knots and it's okay.
Yeah.
Not the real boater's knot.
Okay. Well, he should have helped you with that.
He should have helped.
Let's see. I fell in.
Joe Ferrugia saved us on that one, by the way.
I fell in the lake, backing it up off of the pier at the hideaway one time. That was couple of summers ago.
I think
ago.
Joe Ferrugia was the savior on that one.
Joe Ferrugia. So that's two. Moose drove over in the shallow area. So and busted your prop last summer, right?
Yes.
So that's three. Of course, the wind that just started Debbie Sue with the wind messing up your canopy. There's four. Of course, there was the bar fight. Nothing to do with boating, but there was that full on glass breaking bar fight we got into after a night of boating
and
at the hideaway.
Where Leah broke her high heel stripper shoes.
Yes. We witnessed a hit and run one time.
Not our fault.
Not on the boat, but that was just a witness thing.
Yes.
And Former rock girl Natalie claims she was almost kidnapped out at Okauchee Lake.
Damn it. Until you got to that one, I was going to point out I was not present for any of the problems.
You were that there. One. You're
so
there for
you,
that one.
You realize if you just have me along, nothing bad happens. But yeah, we had to save Natalie that
Save Natalie from getting
really
kidnapped.
From herself is right. What we saved Natalie from.
That is true.
So maybe yeah. It's a sign that we should not hang out there anymore.
Man.
But by God, it's so much fun. So when's the next trip?
You know,
let's go.
It's just like
let's
this
go.
Program. You just need the governor along. The governor here will keep things.
Now think about this. If Joe, if you would have been on the boat.
Yeah.
Do you think we would have docked 10 minutes earlier and been safe? What if Joe would have said, you guys, let's get back, let's regroup, and let's think about
yes.
this?
Yes, Joe would be on his phone and know that the storm is coming and go, 100%. And he would have shown you the map and go, wow, that's a lot of red and yellow.
Yep. And he would have said,
go,
Mitch.
Okay, let's just drive it back.
Mitch,
yes.
You know something's going to happen. Listen to me. Let's get back.
At the very least, I might have said, let's take the canopy down.
Yeah, I'm surprised. I'm surprised I didn't think of that too.
Yeah.
I should have thought. Well, one of us three should have thought of that.
We're not boaters.
We're not boaters.
Again, illustrating the difference between boater and boat owner. That's fantastic.
Bitch to Mitch Mondays at 4, brought to you by Zoe's Vicious Circle Custom Tattoos and Piercings. For more info and locations, visit zvctattoo.com.